Shalom Boker Tov. Let's go page, where are we? Yes, Kuf Yud Dalet. Today, Bezrat Hashem, we will look into the major part. As a matter of fact, you will see the three parts of what Bina is, because Bina, when the, let's say, start from here, when Chokhmah caused Or Chozeh, and Hitlabesh Bo'or En Sof, and it said, La'ir B'kol Atzilut, that means to illuminate all the Atzilut. This is considered Or Yashar, coming from the Keter of Olam Atzilut, going all the way down. It says, first it goes to Chokhmah, and Hakol B'Chokhmah Sita, and from that Chokhmah goes to the rest of the Sefirot. It says, so therefore Chokhmah goes to Bina, first has to go through Bina. To Bina that it goes, in Bina doesn't continue just the light or Yashar to continue to go down. There is other things happening now to Bina before it goes to Zerampin and then Malchut of Atzilut. This part of what happens in Bina, it's of extremely importance to understand. As a matter of fact, the totality of idea of a creation, implementation of that wisdom called Chokhmah, which is really in reality En Sof, but in Libush of, in the Or Chozer of Chokhmah, it's a point that Rav here tries to dissect and understand in detail. So, let's go to page Kuf Yud Dalet. There is a section Bet, and I read the small letters. Habina mavira derech chalon et haor dekumat chokhma. Bina mavira, we said, it allows it to la'avor, make ibur. La'avor, to go through.
Pass.
It's a pass. Derech chalon, however, this pass has a name called Derech. It has a Derech. And it gives a name. Derech is very important. Derech is twice Yabok. There is a Ma'avar Shel Yabok. And here it says to you, Derech, and Derech is two Yabok, that there is two Ma'avar. Not one Ma'avar, two Ma'avar. One Ma'avar is called Chalon, and one Ma'avar Nikra Nekev Tzar. Two Ma'avarim. Who sets this Ma'avar? Bina. If we understood this, we understand what Yabok means. That Yaakov went through Ma'avar Yabok. Yabok is Aleph Ke Yud Ke, Hovaya Adne, 112 Yabok. And it's two Ma'avar. And we know that when we say Shema Israel, Shema Israel is two Ma'avar. Not one Ma'avar, two Ma'avar. The totality of understanding of Shema Israel is this point. That what Bina does, originally, what Bina of Atzilut. So in reality, when I say Shema Israel, I connect to the Bina of Olam Atzilut. Now, in the section of Zerampin, when we come, we realize that Zerampin has two Nekevim, has two females, because there is two Ma'avarim. So therefore, there is two females. because each ma'avar has a malchut, is a tunnel, it's a set of sefirot that goes one after the other, and the end of it is malchut. We know that Zerampin has two columns, the right column and the left column, and then central column is created by Israel. That's we understand. So therefore, there is two nikvot, two females, two malchuyot requires. That's La, but this is in Zerampin. La veRachel. The question was quite appropriate. Now, Rachel is for purpose of building up malchut. That's why Lacher comes tachat La. La is for purpose of building up Zerampin. Both together, they create Yaakov, Israel, Yaakov to grow up to become Israel. These two, because they are these two mothers that they bring the 12 children in order to make Yaakov Israel. That's why Yaakov says, Shema Israel Adonai, at the point that Yaakov is able to say, to connect to this energy bina called Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, Yaakov answered Baruch Shem Kavod. This is the totality of secret of Shema, v'zeh zechut ladad. That's zechut to know this. Where is the source of Shema? When I say Shema, where do I tap? So it says the following: Habina.
One entity. They're not two separate things.
It says, Shnei Derachim. Baruch Hashem Sheigata, זה חשוב מאוד.
But if they both represent Malchut
Eliyona,
Tachton, they're representing the same thing.
Now, I'm going to repeat it. So Sasi will understand. Say your tefillah. Let me hold on to it. No, you're wrong. I need you to come this derech too. And then you will realize. Now you ask me your question at the meantime. Let him to do his prayer and you ask me your question, please.
I thought that chalon and nekevsah are one thing.
No.
Not two separate things.
It says vav is two different things. Nekev is aspect of nukva.
Right.
Nekev, nukva, tsar. Nukva who is tight. That is for Malchut. The Zerampin receives Derech Halon. That means it's a Derech of Halon. He receives all of them same light, but in a different concept. We're going to understand this.
Yeah, because Malchut receives the
Adam, please. Two ways. Adam, please. This is the most important part of understanding this part. Pay attention to it, stay with it. You have worked hard for this. Now we are discussing, we went, and I repeat again, starting and so mitlabesh, that means libush occurs only when there is or chozer. So or and so mitlabesh betoch or chokhmah. And this or chokhmah ma'ir, it illuminates a olam called atzilut. By the way, we're going to study today. It's five parts of him. This olam has five parts of him. Eser sefirot. It goes to the keter of atzilut. It goes to chokhmah of atzilut. This chokhmah that comes to this chokhmah of atzilut, this chokhmah of atzilut, hakol b'chokhmah sita. That's the secret of this chokhmah. Now, this chokhmah wants hakol to do the hakol. So it goes through next sefirah called Bina. He cannot jump Bina. He has to go through Bina. So Bina, we said, at first, does not use her masach in order to create or chozer, a libush, a new libush over the chokhmah. She says, I am ma'avar. Ma'avar is la'avor. To go through, you have to go through. He says, what is this ma'avar? He says, the or chokhmah, ma'avar through bina, בלי זיווג דרכה, מעבר, it goes through, and it goes דרך חלון ונקב צר, to the rampin and מלכות of עולם הצילות. Now, we have to understand again what is דרך חלון. What is דרך, we said? What is דרך? No, דרך, that's מעבר. In order not to forget this point ever, because this point is the highest point I can ever connect. First, let's understand derech, and then I'll understand what chalon is. First, bravo, it's first I have to know what derech means. Derech geometria is 224, derech, 224. Yabok is the ma'avar in the Torah. So everything has to come to the Torah and you have to mark it on the Torah. The only place that really truly explains Derech Yabok is when Yaakov goes to Eretz Israel. Okay? And that's when he becomes Israel. That means he elevates from El Katnut, Yaakov, to Israel, Aliyah. Now, when the light comes over Derech Bina, there is no influence. Derech Aval Chalon is one aspect of Aviyut. Just take the word, Aviyut. Nekev Tzar is another aspect of Aviyut. Nekev means female, whole. But Tzar, she receives only through Nekev Tzar. Zerampin receives Derech Echalon. Now what this Derech we said is twice Yabok, because it's a Ma'avar. Where is this Ma'avar? It's Bina. Where this Bina? Bina Atzilut. We know that Shema Israel is Pamaim. Pamaim Yabok is Derech. Shema Israel is the energy that gives us two energy, not one. One for Nekev Tzar and one for Derech Halon. That's twice you have Ed. One Ed Gadol, and when we come Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed, another Ed at the bottom. Al pi shnei edim. Two ed you need in order to make the complete connection. Now this is the Yabok. This is the point we want to study. This is that comes the highest level of Yichud Israel can make is by saying Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. It's where he goes. Bina of Atzilut. Derech Ma'avar. We call this Nun Sharei Bina. The highest level of understanding. You can go higher than that. That's why the totality of the letters of Shema or Baruch, 50. 49 plus Kolel, 50. Nun Sharei Bina. Everything created, everything comes through this Ma'avar. Anything you want to receive, go to this Ma'avar.
And the Ma'avar again is the Hitlapshut?
It's Ma'avar is not Hitlapshut. Oren Sof that is Mitlabesh Bechokhma goes through this Ma'avar. But through a Derech. Derech Halon ve Nekev Tzar. That means there is two different energy coming through this Ma'avar. It is one in the Ma'avar, but when it goes to Zerampin, is there a Chalon? When it goes to the Malchut, is Nekev Tzar. Chalon, what is Chalon? Chalon means that whatever goes through this chalon must create the beginning from the bottom. That means it must be from bottom to the top. Up till now, Or Yashar of Chokhmah came all the way, now went through Bina. Bina didn't do nothing to it, right? But now that Zerampin wants to receive, has to create the Or Chozer of Avyut Bichinat Aleph. That's the only way we receive. The receiving is from the bottom to the top. It has to be a Or Chozer. Bina did not create Or Chozer. However, set the rule that if Zerampin wants to receive, has to create Or Chozer. Malchut wants to receive, has to create Or Chozer. Without Or Chozer, you shall not receive. That is their chalon v'nekev tzar. Chalon has to have aviyut of Aleph. Malchut has a aviyut of Shoresh, no aviyut. And until Malchut doesn't create Or Chozer, cannot receive. Now, let's review for a second what aviyut means. Okay. Last time we studied that there is a difference between Or Yashar and Or Chozer. What is Or Chozer really? Or Yashar comes straight down. When it reaches the Masach of Malchut of Bichinat Dalet, of Bichina Dalet. Or Chozer of Bichina Dalet goes how far? Up till Keter. Okay. Now, what Aviyud remained for Malchut? Okay. Correct? So where is she right now? Where is going to stand? Where is the stand of Malchut?
Now it's in Gimel.
And Gimel is where? No. Or Chozer. I'm talking about from below to above. I'm talking about not Or Yashar, Or Chozer. Or Chozer of Malchut goes all the way till Keter. Mm-hmm. When she's done with Dalet, who has only Masach? Only Malchut has Masach. So in order next level to be able to express itself, that means to say, I am, here it is my Or Chozer, Malchut has to go la'alot to Yesod. She became Zach from Dalet. Now she became Gimel. So the next Sefirah that she goes up is Gimel of Or Chozer. Now, you are absolutely correct. She goes up to Zerampin, but the first Sefirah of Zerampin is in the Or Chozer, Mimata Lemala. Mimata Lemala is what? Is Yesod. It has to be Yesod. Isn't this, we said that this is a Kav, so it has to go through Yesod. Hod, Malchut, Tiferet, has to go up all the way till it gets to Chesed. That's Or Chozer.
In that case, we would have 10.
And we have 10. Every Zerampin, how many Sefirot Zerampin has?
We said Dalet Gimel, so we are counting as the from level 4 to level 3. That would not cut a Zerampin into pieces. Or it's not the Gadlut part.
I didn't understand that. Say that again. You are going just here. Tell me what is the problem. Absolutely. Yesod has a Bichinat Gimel. Hod has Bichinat Gimel, Koma Gimel, so does Netzach, so does Tiferet, so does Gevura, so does Chesed. All of them have Masach of Bichinat Gimel of Or Chozer. Please, I am trying not to come from Or Yashar above to below. I want to exercise. I'm exercising with you how to go from below to above. Malchut has what Masach over it always? Bichinat Dalet. What means Dalet? Aviyut of Dalet. What is Aviyut of Dalet? The highest level of Aviyut is Dalet. That's Or Chozer. That's why her light can shoot up, it's so strong, it can shoot up to Keter. But after it shoot up to the Keter, what is the next Aviyud Malchut should have? Gimel. In her location, she cannot stand. There is no Gimel. She has to make a new stand. And that new stand is Allah. When you mizdachech, when you become pure, what do you? You get Aliyah. You come Aliyah. She comes to Gimel. She goes to Yesod. And one by one. When she is in Chesed, the last Zivug Daka and Chesed, what is the Aviyud become? Bet of Or Chozer. Bet of Or Chozer. What is this Aviyut of Bet Or Chozer? That's when Yaakov becomes Israel Ve'ole, becomes Da'at. That's how we call Da'at. But again, you'll see this picture very beautiful, that how this is going to happen. That's why you need Shema Israel to bring Shnei Yabokim down. And in reality is this light to help us to go through derech, because this is a derech, life is our derech. We use in Sukkot derech, Chanukah, we make kavanah le derech, candle light derech. What is this derech? It's two energia. One for Zerampin, that means there is chesed to it, and one is nekev batzar. Yachol liot mitzrayim in it. And there is a difficulty there. Now, why there is a difficulty there? When Malchut comes to Bina, the Aviyud is how much? Bet. When it comes to Chochmah, what's the Aviyud of Or Chozer? Aleph. And when it wants to go the next level, what is the Aviyud?
Shoresh.
Now, first understand this.
I have a difficulty there, because my understanding was that the Masach stays there, not literally move. The Masach is composed.
No, Malchut lives. What it means that we have learned and they are using that Malchut ala lebina. What is Malchut ala lebina? That means the Malchut has gone through his Zachichut until it reaches Malchut. Hey, Lemata, look at the hey. Maybe this helps you. Look at the Shem. Yud, Vav, these two hey. One is Bina, and one is Malchut. Mm-hmm. Are they the same? Only when they are one. The Vav is in between, is to put this and this together. It's in between this and this. Is, now when this Hey Olele Bina becomes one, that's the Echad. When Malchut is Dachech from Dalet to Gimel, that means it went through Yesod, Hod, Yesod who is for me, is Emet. What is Hod for me? Temimot. What is Netzach for me? Bitachon. What is Tiferet for me? Rachamim. What is Gevura for me, Yirat Hashem. What is Chesed for me is Ahavat Hashem. When I did this, which is the tikkun of my ruach, now I have acquired a view of Bet.
There's so many aspects.
But yeah, but, you see the Vav that you just mentioned? The Vav is the Ma'avar.
Now, I ask you the question. No, that is not.
No.
Don't trip. Follow what I'm saying. Do stop your tripping. Stop. Are you already gone too much? Until you understand this, you have to understand the aviut. You have to understand this aviut of Or Chozer. It's extremely important how this Or Chozer is. Right now, you're used to all idea from above to below. Now understand the idea of building from below to above. From below to above. Now, on what aviut do you, me, all of us, work? What's our aviut? Dalet. If I would have Dalet, I would have connected to Ein Sof and I'm done with. Where do you start your work? You do anything, first you do what? Thinking. So you go to your head, you are in Keter. We said Keter is as a Or Chozer of how much?
Shoresh.
Shoresh, zero. So where am I starting? From a view of zero. It's all in the head. Zero. What I have to do, I have to build. That means first I have to do Tikkun of Nefesh, to acquire some aviut of Or Chozer. We said Derech Halon VeNekev Sar means there must be a Or Chozer. If there is no Or Chozer, you shall not receive. So how many Ma'avarim there is in Bina?
Two.
One. However, two Drachim.
Two ways.
That's your two Yabok.
Yeah. Okay.
Vav is more than that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm still not clear. When
Rabbi
hits the Masa on Malchut of Atzilut.
Tell me Malchut of Aviut of what now? Because from now on, you will only communicate with me with an understanding of Or Chozer.
That would be
That means you have to tell me, if you tell me Sefira, you're going to tell me first it's Aviut, that means it tells me the domain. Because after that, there is no understanding without Or Chozer. He says, done. Let's read it so it clears. This, I'm going to clear that. Come back here now. הבינה מבירה דרך חלון את האור דקומה חוכמה, שמעביר, סטיל קומה חוכמה, התלבשות ב, לזרמפים ולמלכות. That means to its follower, she becomes המעבר. בלי התלבשות שנייה באור חוזר במסך of בחינת בית. That means she is not going to use the aviut of בחינת בית. She reserves the בחינת בית. Afero. Now, bet, ואומנם, כשרצה להעיר מבינה דאצילות, וילך עד סוף כל האצילות הנה, come on, this has to go through בינה, and then from בינה ואצילות go הנה, go continue, ודאי שהוא צריך להתלבש גם בבינה דאצילות. It has to להתלבש בבינה, one way or another. The Or Ein Sof wants a libush of Bina, Or Chozer. Because we said, after this, there is nothing going to happen if Or Chozer. What was the Or Chozer of Ein Sof? What was the first Or Chozer of Ein Sof? First Or Chozer of Ein Sof. What's the name of it? Chochma. We said Chochma itlabesh et Or Ein Sof ve'la'ir ba'atzilut. So that's Chochma. Now this Chochma wants to go to Bina, so wants to leitlabesh be Bina, to find, to make. כי אין זה רמפין ונוקבה מקבלים אור רק על ידי הבינה. Because as far as Chochmah is concerned, she wants to go to Yeladim, to Zerampim and Malchut. So Bina, Ima says, okay, you go through me, what do you want? Derech Halon, Nekevza. How? Shelo il ha-Bina rak le-ma'avar levad. She is to be rak a ma'avar. But she is a ma'avar, Baba. Ma'avar, there is a ma'avar. We know that Yaakov went through a ma'avar. And a lot of things happened. When he went through this Ma'avar, he came from Yaakov to Israel. He went from Chutz La'aretz La'aretz. Only Derech HaMa'avar Yachol Leikanes La'aretz. There is a Ma'avar. There is a Ma'avar to go from Olam Hazeh Olam Haba, Zeh Ma'avar Machbala. There is a Ma'avar. He tells you Ma'avar Machbala. There is a Ma'avar. Many people have came back from clinical death. They said, wow, you know, it was a tunnel. I'm looking at the light at the end of the tunnel. It's a ma'avar. Now, any shape or form, we have to understand that, yes, it is a ma'avar, but after all, it's a ma'avar. And one derech halon and one derech nekev tzar. El or ha'ensof ha'melubash toch ha'chokhmah ha'tzilut. It is melubash betoch ha'chokhmah. That means there is a or chozer of chokhmah. הנזכר למעלה, עבר דרך בינה לאצילות, ולא נעשה הבינה מסך וליבוש בית. At first, בינה didn't do no מסך, no nothing. כדי להעיר לזה רמפין, רק בא האור עצמו, really the אור עצמו, the light itself comes through, דרך חלום, however, דרך חלום, it tells you a דרך. He has to communicate with you and me, give me a code. And the code is derech. He says, hey, here there is a process. What is derech? That means you have to go through a process. What process? He says two kind of process. One process is derech halon, one process is nekev tzar. Two processes. No, or the first Or Chozer we see is Chochmah, is Hitlapshut of Chochmah, yeah. Which is of Bechinat, of Yud, of Gimel. That's in Or Yashar we are talking. There is Or Chozer.
Okay, so if you have this Or Chozer and somehow this Or Chozer becomes an Or Yashar going through
Bina.
This level, how does that work?
Oh, bravo. How they intermingle Chochmah with Bina, you want to say? Or Chozer, where we said the Zivug Daka happens. We studied before. Come on.
The
Malchut of?
Atzilut.
Yeah. Where every Zivug of each Parzuf, to create a Parzuf? In the Peh. So that means Eser Sefirot of Rosh. That means the first Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh, the light comes, then you create Or Chozer in the Rosh, not in the Guf. In the Guf is something else. So what you capture is what you capture, your Rosh captures. Chochmah that created a Hitlapshut of Gimel, whatever the Rosh of Chochmah captured from Ensof, that is Hakol, is made with this Chokhmah. That's Hakol. What is Hakol means? Is there anything more?
No.
That's Hakol.
The Chokhmah.
Which Chokhmah?
The light of Ensof, the Declaration Chokhmah.
Okay.
Went through Bina and went through Neket.
First, it went to the Keter Chokhmah of Atzilut. Now, Chokhmah of Atzilut, which is that Chokhmah, wants to go to Bina, of Atzilut.
We are in Atzilut. We are in Neger and Chalom.
Then, after it goes through Bina, but Derech Chalom to Ze'irampin, Vederech Nekev Tzar to Malchut. Same light, Atzmo.
Okay, I get that. splits to Chalon and Nekev.
It doesn't split. The Chalon and Nekev Tzar, because of their Aviyut, they're not one. They have different Aviyut. What's the Aviyut of Serampi? What's the Aviyut of Zerampin?
Aleph.
Aleph. So what kind of Or Chozer can Zerampin create? No. What kind of Or Chozer can create? Of Koma? Aleph. Only. Now, hold on. What really Chalon says it is? Chalon says that you cannot receive unless the Or Yashar comes, Atzmo, it's the Or Chochma. But what you receive is all depends to the Aviyut that you have.
Okay, I understand that. I'm saying it's coming through Bina. We establish that.
Yes.
Okay, now is it splitting to Nekev and Chalon? Is it two different things?
The light comes, the electricity comes into the room, goes into this lamp and goes to this computer. Are they two different things?
Yes and no.
No. The electricity is the same. The masach aviyut is different.
Okay.
This has, the lamp has one kind of aviyut, this has a different kind of aviyut. Because the level of Aviyut of Malchut now, after it get to the Shoresh, is zero.
Yeah, but it could be coming the same there, and depending on the receiver, you take what you can.
Now, origin...
my question is,
yes.
We know we can influence the Chalon by Tfilah.
That, don't go there. Let's understand this. No.
Don't
go there. Here, let's go try one more time. What's the difference Zerampin and what is Malchut? Understanding of Aviyut. Aviyut of Malchut, when it's at the level of Malchut, Malchut at its own place, has a aviyut of Dalet. Or Chozer reaches Keter. After it made the first Zivug Daka, that's one Zivug Daka, Malchut Ole Leyasod, and operates on the Koma of Gimel of Or Chozer, aviyut of Aleph. Okay? But, I'm sorry, Aviyut of Gimel. And what is the Or Chozer of Gimel reaches?
Chochma.
Bravo, comes till Chochma. So it is Yesod that can tap into the Chochma. Bichina Dalet is a Tzimtzum, shall never receive. It goes all the way back to the Shoresh. Keter. Keter is separated from us. I want you to start understanding Or Chozer. That's why I'm talking this way. There is no way to grab, to understand, to anything unless you understand the Or Chozer. It says, after the Bina, because even Chochmah made the Or Chozer. Bina did not make Or Chozer first. Bina allowed the light, atzmut of light, which is Or En Sof, hitlabesh bechokhma, to la'avor. Since it was a ma'avar, she said, okay, how much Zerampin can receive? What kind of a level of light can create Or Chozer? Bichnad Aleph. I know your atzmut is chokhma. And you want a hakol b'chokhmah sita. But he cannot handle it like this. Derech Chalon. There must be Or Chozer. His koma is really Gimel of Or Chozer. Aviyut is Gimel of Or Chozer. It reaches you Chochmah. But that doesn't mean that he can receive the whole Chochmah in one shot. Go Derech Chalon. That means only Aleph he can handle. That's the Aviyut. When it goes, he says, how about Malchut? Malchut receives from Chochmah too. That's why we said the sun and the moon both had their own lights. Zerampin being the sun, Malchut being the moon. However, Malchut went because she received the Nekev Tzar. What is Nekev Tzar? A crack. She says, a crack? It's nothing. He said, okay, you know what? Ma'atiyat yourself. You reduce yourself even further to nothing. And you receive only Derech Zerampin. And Derech Zerampin means Nekev Tzar. That means Zerampin puts another restriction to amount of the light that it gives for Malchut. This is Or Chozer. First, I do not work on my Or Neshama. Neshama has a view of Bina, right? Bina is Bet. I don't have that view. If I am on the level of Ruach, if I have connected to my soul, if I have Mudaut Elokit, and Mudaut Tiv'id, I have connection to my soul, established to the Yesod all the way to Chesed. That means there is Ahavat Hashem in me, there is Yirat Hashem in me, there is Rachamim of Hashem is in my heart, there is the Bitachon in my body, and Temimut, and Emet, and Shaflut. Now I have connected and completed the Bichnat Gimel of Or Chozer. Now I am connected to Chochmah, which is essentially Bina. Because this Chochmah comes Derech Bina. That's the location, Nun Sharei Bina, that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved by leaving this world. Where did they bury Moshe Rabbeinu? Be Navo, Nun Bo. That means Moshe becomes Neshama of Kol Am Israel. Reaches the Nun. That's the Neshama. That's the Aviyut Bet. That's the work. That's the Derech. That's why we say Shema Israel. Now, here explains it very clearly, very easily. We say, ולא נעשה הבינה מסך וליבוש בית כדי להעיר לזה רמפין רק באור עצמו. This is the same or of the התלבשות of חוכמה, דרך חלון, however through it, דרך חלון כנזכר למעלה, בלתי שום מסך, without using of any מסך. ונמצא כי אף על פי שנמשך דרך הבינה, even though that it נמשך, it went through בינה, אין זה נקרא התלבשות, this is not considered התלבשות, כיוון שאין שם מסך כלל. Because אור חוזר was not created, there is no new התלבשות. This is a smut of light. What essentially you and me receive is we receive all of light and sof. Somehow gets to us. There is mitzamtzem, tzimtzum, 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 but it has to be all this tzimtzumim, it has to become crack, crack, so little, so I can handle it. I can have free will, so I can make some decisions.
So these two deaths we're talking about, is Bina's way of regulating the light so that there is no further breakage of the vessels?
Emet. Emet. Correct the problem. Very well said, very well put the point. Because the Shevirat Keilim happens prior to this. The Keilim were created in Adam Kadmon Dan. How long wants God to take to create the Keilim? Did it in Adam Kadmon? The Keilim finished. The point is that Bina Fasilud now sees it necessary to correct what was not accomplished previously. What was not accomplished previously? Now really, what happened to Olam Nekudim? Now let's go a little bit, jump ahead of ourselves. This Olam Nekudim is that God created the Chesed, Ata Shoma Asasi, created Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Yesod. What happened here? Chesed was Chesed absolutely on his own. Didn't have any affinity to Gevurah, and Gevurah did not have any affinity. Nobody had affinity to nobody. There were Sheva Melachim, and they all met. And what is this Sheva Melachim all met? Those Malchuyot, because they were not connected together, they did not become Echad. Because the Or of Bina did not participate with them for creation, it broke. Now, because who didn't participate, I said, Ora Ozen. We will study this. Ora Ozen. What is Ora Ozen? Amen. What's Ora Ozen? Shmia. To listen. So that's why we say Shema Yisrael.
So that is a rebirth.
That is when Yaakov becomes Israel. Yes.
So that is really identifies you, who you are.
Absolutely.
So that's how you receive more light.
Only way.
Only way.
And we will study that when you take to the, there is another yichud higher, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve et haaretz, vav hey, vav hey, 17, Tov, that's the Shem of that Da'at. That is the Da'at. And that's when you do the Yichud of Aleph Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Kei Yud Kei Hovaya, which is in reality is your Tefillin, four. Because Hovaya already, you made the Yichud between this and the head, which is Adnei Hovaya. Now you have the whole line connected all the way to that. That's how you, every time you put tefillin, you connect to that. Now, let's read this, finish. דרך חלון כנזכה למעלה בלתי שום מסך ונמצא אף על פי שנמשך דרך הבינה, אין זה נקרא התלבשות, כיוון שאין שם מסך כלל, ועל כן האור האינסוף עצמו המתלבש בחוכמה לבד, הוא שמקבל זון דאצילות. So זה רמפין ונוקבה אף אצילות, מלכות אף אצילות, they receive from the עצמות of the אור, חוכמה, the light of אינסוף, התלבש, התלבש בתוך חוכמה, that אור אינסוף, and it comes to מלכות, and it comes to Zerampin, however, to Zerampin derech halon, v'tu malchut derech nekev tzar. That means on malchut there is two masachim, on Zerampin there is one masach. I have to correct two levels of masachim to start with, which is nefesh and the ruach, but my ruach has to correct only one masach. I'm glad all of you look at each other kind of as of a smile.
I still don't understand how these Malchuyos communicate. So that when words changes.
You want now to go to the detail. Very soon we will understand that the three lowest. We know that Malchut becomes Keter of the next Sefirah. Whatever the above gives, the below has to take. Doesn't have a choice. Whatever he gives, she has to take. And when she takes it, That's what she got. So the only thing that she gets is Malchut. But Malchut made of three Sefirot. Which one? Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Always Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut belong to the next generation of the Sefirot. We will study how this interaction happens. How the really, if somebody doesn't create Or Chozer, what, how the whole system can interrupt. Because nothing can move from now on after the Bina unless there is Or Chozer. It's nothing gonna move. Anyway, we see it in our body. We understand, until understanding, no problem. But if you want from understanding to come and to do, to form anything, to do anything, you gotta come, you gotta do what? You gotta create Or Chozer. No, Malchut Aliyah, Ole, Ole, Lemala. That's the whole point. Because we, why I want you from now on get used to these words? Because we're going to understand what is the concept of Or Chozer, which is Aliyah. It's causing Or Chozer. And that comes only through his Hizdachechut. That means a level of Aviyut has to change. The Aviyut gives for sake of Kedusha. That means when, if really I go from Ruach to Neshama, my Aviyut of it reduces, however, I receive a koma, higher koma called Bina. When I go through is the Chichut of Aviyut Aleph from Zerampin, which is, or has to create Or Chozer of Aviyut Gimel. To tap into the Chokhmah, to his Shoresh. To his Shoresh. Why do we say Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Because it's my Shoresh. It's my Chokhmah. My Chokhmah, highest Chokhmah comes from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Not more than that. Later on, as a Banim, I can make higher, as Avraham made higher than his father. But right now, my Chokhmah is Avraham, Yitzchak, Avot, Pirkei Avot. It's that's my Chokhmah. So my Aviyut only is, the highest is Aleph of Or Chozer. The Aviyut is Gimel when I become, really, I will say, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov. Totally I am there. That's it. Then I have acquired Or Chozer that going all the way to Avot. Now I can complete my Ruach. Now I can tap into the Neshama. What I'm saying is not really exactly, because by the time I get to the middle of Zerampin, I'm already connected to my Neshama. But we study how Sefirot gonna make contact. We're gonna study the whole line. The whole thing is to study how this Eser Sefirot of Olam Atzilut continue. The first thing that they will do, as the Rav will explain, is to create Chamisha Partsufim, five Partsufim. Five Partsufim. It's like, exactly like above. The below comes Atzilut and creates five Partsufim. Five Partsufim, that means five times Zivug Daka Bepeh. That means Or Chozer of creating Rosh, and that Rosh creates a Guf, and that Guf creates a Sof, and that's called Partsuf Echad. Then another Zivug on another Koma, and another Partsuf. Another Koma, another Partsuf. That's why all these Partsufim are different. And when we study those Partsufim, now we know exactly who is Ari Chamin, who is Atika Yomin, who is Atika Kedisha? Who is, how far, whom, what light comes where? We know that this Or Bina, that Ma'avar that we want, we are talking, it comes all the way and stays at the Tabur of Adam Kadmon. And when you see all this picture, then you will realize how this system precisely works. By looking at yourself. By looking how God created Adam, from the Adam Chava, and gave, and what is Shaddai? And what is Shaddai is doing there? It's beyond you and me's imagination. It's much, 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 much beyond. No more parts of him. Then he creates the malachim to run the level of Bria and creates malachim for olam of Yetzira and malachim is olam. Oh yeah, parts of him. Oh, bravo, bravo, bravo. Parts of him are in, only in the thoughts, it's in, only in the consciousness. And well, that's when you say parts of Abba Ve'ima, or Arichampin, or Arichampin, or Zeirampin. It's a part of. So he says here, Malchut has a part of. It's a part of. Malchut, David Melech Kayam. It's a part of. Showing you a part of. When he says, Chesed shows you really a partzuf called Avraham. And then partzuf of Yitzchak and partzuf of Yaakov until the partzuf of Israel appears.
But then those wouldn't be partzuf. Partzufim, they would be the results of the partzuf.
Exactly.
So would you say
and all is done in Atzilut because there is a partzuf of Israel in Atzilut. There is a partzuf called Israel Saba in Partzilut. Is a part says Tevuna. It's a partzuf of Bina coming into Tevuna. It's unbelievable when you see this partzufim. You look at the partzuf, it says, look at this partzuf and you know who he is. Look at this partzuf and you know who he is. So therefore you know how to walk into Atzilut. Because it depends which partzuf you're going. Okay.
In Zeirampin, I mean in Atzilut, Zeirampin of Atzilut.
Okay.
I'm in the realm of
Yitzchak is in the Olam, where?
I'm in Atzilut.
Okay, Yitzchak is where? You see, one is the light of Yitzchak is Shoresh, you have to talk, and one is the chariot, you said. That's, there are two different worlds.
I'm talking about the one in Atzilut.
Okay.
The
Gevura in Atzilut.
Gevura Atzilut.
Mm-hmm.
Gevura Atzilut had to have created.
It's not Yitzchak.
It's not Yitzchak.
It's not, why is not Yitzchak? Because it did not bind it itself. Yitzchak became.
Because we're not in a Teva yet.
Right. It hasn't come yet to that level.
We're not in Teva. We're not into mind.
But that Gevura of Olam. Bravo, that Gevura of Olam Atzilut, we have to learn how it came about. That Gevura came before Abraham.
I understand.
That's the amazing part. Yitzchak, in that level, came before Abraham.
Absolutely, that's why Netzach of Moshe came before Abraham also.
Of course.
Okay, I understand that concept, but Gevura of Atzilut must have created, if you're talking about the angels, you mentioned the angels, down there, it must have created Gabriel.
We'll see. Is that
Hashem? Because now the name is for
something. Now we started names. Leave alone.
No,
names.
No, not just the names, also the function.
We will talk about it. We'll get to Gabriel. That's when the whole study becomes interesting. That's the whole study, you will understand really what it means, Torah Yirat Hashem. We misunderstand what Yirat Hashem is. It's such a false understanding of Gevura. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And what is Ahavat Hashem? We are identifying with the word Ahava in the wrong way. Ahava is totally misconstrued, abused as a name. We give Ahava lightly. And on and on. And on and on. But again, today we went a little bit more closer to this, to discuss it, to go over it. Now I want you to pay attention when you're sitting down with yourself and recognizing what is this Or Hozeh, what is this Avyud required to do the work. Because we said Derech Halon and Derech Nekev Tzar only means one thing. Until there is no Or Hozeh, you cannot capture anything from Atzmuto HaChokhmah. That's a Chokhmah. You cannot capture any Chokhmah without Or Hozeh. And Hakol BeChokhmah Asita. So, and this Chokhmah comes, the only thing that there is a Derech Halon, that means requires, level of Zerampin requires a Avyut of Aleph, requires a Avyut of Aleph in order to capture the light of Koma Chalom. In order to capture Koma Nekev Tzar, that means at least give me a crack to look at it, to receive, requires Malchut. Now, what this means, we're going to study what it means, Bichinat Aleph, what is involved, just Avyut Bichinat Aleph. The Avyut of Aleph has a structure. The most complicated is the formation. With the Avyut of Aleph, God created the Olam called formation. If you don't have Avyut of Aleph, you cannot form anything. Now you got a key. In order for you to tap, and this man sitting here is gift, natural gift for him, to tap into that level of to form anything, to be able, more or less, this is the re'e, you see something that before you draw. Don't, as an architect, don't you see it? That's the re'e. That's the sechlid, re'iya shel sechlid. You see, and before even you bring it down. But when you bring it down, you might do many corrections. Depends on all the other influences from Chitzoniut. But when it is in your mind, it's set pure, clearly, you know all the lines. Yes or no? That is Avyud Aleph. To have that capability. To form things. Because you're forming three dimensions, things in your head. You're putting the whole house together. You got to see the whole. Shalom l'chvod ha'arav. You have to see the whole and then you see the detail. He sees the whole and then he sees the detail. If he sees the whole, he sees the detail, poof, he has the drawing. That's, now, what is Bina? Bina is Bria, is creation. What Avyud do I need for Bria? Bet. For that reason, I say Shema Israel, because only Yehud HaShema can get me to that level. To tap into that level and acquire what I need to bring down. And make it part of 248 parts of my body. So my 248 parts of my body can receive that light that went through Bina of Yud Bet, which is the totality of the Chokhmah. For that, it says you get two types of a light to sustain yourself and a light to fight your enemies. And what are my enemies? In my Malchut, trying to make hole into my Masach, trying to make me Tameh, trying to me not to do the job, because if I don't take off from Malchut, I cannot go to Yesod and then go Malchut Ala Lebina, which is Hey, that's Olam Nun Sharei Bina. That's the Tikkun. That the Malchut Ole LeOlam HaShamayim. They say, Hey, where is Malchut Shamayim? We'll be okay. We'll be okay. No, Baruch Hashem, we went Ksad Yoter. Yes. As a matter of fact, Adam and Chava started the Tikkun of Israel. In reality, Adam and Chava came about in order to make the Tikkun of Israel. Veinu ava donai lo veinu aleinu masei adeinu kuna aleinu masei adeinu kuna. Shabbat shalom.